Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sameen here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hello Sameen, I sent you a donation via PayPal to make a video of your choice. Please keep me anonymous. Keep up the great work. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation, and I'm sure you'll enjoy today's zinger. There's an article on Yahoo News called, Workers from Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta are paying $75,000 to be taller, a surgeon told GQ magazine. And here's what the article says, and I quote, the Las Vegas surgeon can lengthen patients' legs via a painful months-long process. He breaks the thigh bones and inserts nails that are extended every day for 3 months. A Las Vegas cosmetic surgeon who specializes in leg lengthening procedures that can extend people's height by 3 to 6 inches told GQ magazine that many of his patients are actually tech workers. Kevin DiBiparshed founded Limb Plastic X Institute in 2016. And the clinic's business has boomed during the pandemic, he told GQ. It can take months to slowly lengthen the bones and for the legs to heal. One software engineer told GQ he spent the first 3 months after his surgery alone in his apartment and ordered delivery food during the time to go from 5'6" to 5'9". The procedure costs between $70,000 and $150,000, depending on whether the patient wants to grow 3, 4, 5, or even 6 inches. The common denominator of the client base is that they're wealthy, but they vary by profession. GQ reported that he's treated CEOs, actors, and finance employees, and a bevy of high-earning tech workers, mostly men but some women, have come to him for the procedure. I joked that I can actually open up a tech company, DiBiparshed told GQ. I got like 20 software engineers during this procedure right now who are here in Las Vegas. There was a girl yesterday from PayPal. I've got patients from Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft. I've had multiple patients from Microsoft. The surgeon said he didn't recommend the procedure for athletes since it could decrease their ability, and many of the patients GQ spoke to said that they didn't actually tell people they had the procedure done. The stigma around plastic surgery for men has begun to fall away in recent years. Cosmetic procedures performed on men went up 325% from 1997 to 2015, according to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. And within Silicon Valley, plastic surgery has increasingly become a way for male tech workers to reach their physical goals in recent years, unquote. There's more, but I decided to shorten it, LOL. You get it, don't you? Because I don't want to bore everyone. So it looks like big tech incels be looks-maxing, it seems. It's still not going to change their weaselly personalities that no woman in their right mind would actually want to get wet by. Many are now paying to grow half an inch because they never hit puberty. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, now back to roided up Indian guys at Google paying to get 6 inches taller, but they're still Bollywood betas on the Inside Clown World show. I guess they don't actually want to get the short end of the employment stick, and COVID's was the perfect time to lengthen their legs as a man, and even as a woman, because you wouldn't actually have to go into the office for a year or maybe even longer. So the odds of people remembering your exact or approximate height would have been rather slim. You could go away on your simp sabbatical and come back half a foot taller. The article doesn't really make mention why mostly men are lengthening their legs, but we know why. To gain access to better looking women in the sexual marketplace, and to a lesser extent to increase their job prospects. Taller people are more likely to get promoted as well, because I suspect most of the HR managers are women, and they do most of the hiring, so they would tend to hire the men they find attractive, instead of the ones that are productive. Between increasing their height and getting chin implants and lowering their hairlines, guys with money are trying to cheat nature and make women tingle. I can just see a new Tech Leads video coming out soon. It's called I'm Half a Foot Taller as a Millionaire. He's worked at Facepalm Book and a number of companies like that. But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter if you get a luxury car and grow half a foot taller. You can't buy the masculinity that you never had, nor the attitude. You have to earn it through suffering and hard work. Even Andrew Tate has mentioned this, that paying for things like leg lengthening to appear more attractive to women just ends up revealing how unattractive and ugly you are on the inside. The autism still shines through. Sure, you're more likely to get your foot in the door with women because they'll find you attractive if you're tall and good looking. But after a month or two, things are going to end because she's going to see that you're not quite right. Women want the complete package, and that includes the behavioral aspects associated with being popular while in high school and as a child. If you don't get that developmental stage right, the rest is just putting band-aids over bullet wounds when it comes to your personality. There's a reason many guys in big tech are successful using and working in that technology field. They're partially autistic or on the spectrum. You have to be a content expert in most cases. To go deep into your field, you have to be an introvert, and that part of your brain that deals with socialization often gets sacrificed. You have a hard time with body language and social interactions, but maybe your ability with the written word or programming languages is elevated. That's something that people that aren't on the spectrum will never understand. You can never have normal social interactions. So you get dorky-looking guys with little to no ability to socialize getting their hands on money and status, and now they want a slit in the tits. So instead of working on their communication skills and alleviating some of their social awkwardness, they go for the easier fix, which is in many cases plastic surgery, height surgery, even buying a supercar. Tate said it the best when he said, just because you buy a supercar doesn't mean that you're no longer a loser. Now you're just a dork with a supercar. I can understand if a guy extends his height because he understands that that's going to increase his chances of getting a promotion or making him feel more confident about himself if he's, say, 5'5" and feels insecure. I worked out not because I wanted to attract women, but because I wanted to deter bullies, and it worked. The bonus side effect was interest from women. Plus, why would you make yourself taller by taking a risk of infection from the procedure and any and all other complications, including potentially shortening your life? The two things you don't want to be as a guy are too tall and too fat as you age. The vast majority of old people I see are thin and short. I guess there's less distance for the heart to pump all that blood. Now you've added an extra 6 inches there and 6 inches back. I wonder if there was surgery that could extend your penis by 3 inches for $75,000, how many guys would actually go for that? Or 6 inches for $150,000? You'd almost have to get it, or women would laugh at your relatively microscopic member after many guys would get it. Maybe they'll figure out a way to insert a hard pull in there and slowly grow out more tissue. I don't know. As for looksism, it's only going to get worse, as we now have two classes of citizens. Those that can afford to eat healthy and pay for plastic surgery to augment their appearance. If you're an incel that's worth millions of dollars, and you're desperate for female validation, and to get them in the sack, then you'll do whatever it takes to sleep with them. That's not altogether bad, because if you don't alleviate that thirst while younger, you'll probably have a lot of regrets while older. It's just now there's a new species out there, and let's call them Google giraffes. Next time you meet someone at a big tech company, maybe ask them if they've actually noticed if any of their coworkers got taller during COVID, or if it happened over the course of a few months. That's an easier conversation to have than trying to convince guys about female nature and the red pill. If you show them what lengths people are willing to go to in their organizations for either promotions or pussy, then that's a much better way to start up a conversation about female nature, instead of just talking about feminism or by sharing horror stories about all the honeys that you've been with. There's also another reason to consider the leg lengthening procedure in today's economy, especially if you work in a big tech company. Their stock values have cratered, and now they're laying off so many people that you're less likely to be fired if you're taller. The thing about the corporate world, regardless of what type of company you work for, is you're likely to get fired if you're an average or bad-looking person, versus someone that's good-looking. Human nature isn't supposed to be all that prevalent in a neutral corporation, but office politics between individuals means that sometimes, even though you may actually make the company the most money, you might be the first one out the door, if the people in charge are trying to save their friends' jobs first. It doesn't matter if you bring them millions of dollars in each year. They'll fire you over the person they like. Considering that women control HR, they'll get rid of unattractive males first. So even if you're socially awkward and keep your head down and work, but are also good-looking, that increases your chances of being kept around. Then there's also social media, which is fueling narcissism. A lot of guys might want to do that so they can outdo other people. My only question to guys that get the procedure to appeal to women is why? You're making yourself a catch for a financial parasite and an emotional vampire. What's the point? It's so sad that many men wouldn't see what women are, and of course they wouldn't see it if they're working for woke corporations. For as long as I can remember, women have been criticizing men and telling us that we should avoid working out, improving ourselves, and getting plastic surgery and other image enhancements. I think that's because they recognize that if men start getting plastic surgery and height procedures, then they actually have a kid with that guy, then the kid will actually be a junior midget compared to her husband. And she might as well call her home the midget farm. But of course it's perfectly fine for women to enhance their looks and gain access to men they never had the option to. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that dorks are willing to spend $100,000 to be 6 feet tall. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching channel with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are 6 feet tall and then get a leg extension so they're 6.5 feet tall Amazons away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.